Very disappointed, you know, and obviously we had a few words in there in the change room afterwards, and yeah, so we just have to move on, don't we? And just unbelievably disappointed, really. It's a poor performance. You know, again, we're just giving teams goals, you know. To be fair, the goals that we're conceding are very poor, you know. You know, the under 12 team could defend better at the moment, and but we're just giving teams goals and giving them the leg up before. Again, it's an early goal again. Don't get me wrong, we responded well and maybe could have scored again, make it 2-1. But you know, you can see the second goal is just not good enough at all. But what we've got to do is after we've regrouped in there, I'm really looking forward to the game on Saturday against Peterborough. But you know, again, we lose. Obviously, we lose Esch. I don't think since I've been here, I've had the same back four or three or five or same team even to put out week in, week out, which has been frustrating. And it does mess you up a little bit, to be fair. But you know, like I said, we've got to learn from it. And I've said a few things in the change room after the game, and people weren't doing their jobs, you know. And you ask, you know, do things when you do in training, then obviously they don't do their jobs in the first 5 minutes. You get ripped to pieces, then you have to change because either that or we're going to let in 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7 goals. And unless we had to do that, it's a case of having doing that in the first 10 minutes. We were giving leg ups to teams in the first 5, 10 minutes, and we are conceding poor goals. But if you can be positive, we've got another big game, home game against Peterborough. And you know, we just can't keep relying on results till the end of the season. We've got to worry about ourselves and get 3 points as quick as we can. That's 3 wins out of 6 now. Mm-hmm. So, just bitterly disappointed today. Disappointed. As you can tell by my reaction now. I'm not saying Rochdale weren't very good, but we gave them things, and the basics. We've got to get back to basics. We're not doing the basics right, and that's what they've got to do. But we're all in it together. And you know, it's not us and them. It's we're all in it together. You know, and that means we've got to stick together and move on. If they've done well or not done well, I'm not going to say anything. Really, to be fair, we're in it together. Like I say, people know we've done well and not done well in the change room. So, like I say, we just. Move on. Like I say, they're honest boys. They're good, honest boys. But they've got to learn, and I keep saying this since beginning. They've got to learn and do the basic stuff right.
You had to change your defence again. You said every week.
Every week. Yeah, and that's so frustrating. And you know, in you know, different partnerships at the back every week, or different. You know, the fullback's been different. So and that's been a bit. Been obviously a bit disappointing, but. What can you do? That's all we can do, really. We've obviously got injured players back home, which we left behind, and obviously with Zesh obviously being out next week with a red card, it's another change. So, but the injured players have got to step to the mark now, and you know, look, we need them back as soon as really, because we need the bodies.